The market continues to price the end of the Fed tightening cycle, something that has been a big prop for risk assets in recent sessions. This week's round of softer overall inflation data out of the U.S., most recently highlighted by a much softer producer prices print, only further reinforces market sentiment that the end of Fed tightening is indeed upon us. And so it's been all U.S. dollar outflows and bullish activity in the stock market. Meanwhile, the euro has been finding demand on its own account from ongoing hawkish rhetoric from ECB officials. The Australian dollar is another currency that's performed well in recent sessions, getting its own boost from a solid Aussie employment report. Another currency holding up well is the yen, perhaps on Warren Buffett's bullish call on the Japanese economy. And even the pound has managed to track higher despite softer Thursday UK data, with this overarching theme of dollar outflows and less favorable US yield differentials more than offsetting any downside from the UK data. Still, we do worry the market continues to get ahead of itself, pricing in peak inflation and the end of Fed tightening, especially with commodities starting to run back to the top side, something that could become more of a stress in the sessions ahead. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German wholesale prices, Canada manufacturing sales, and US reads in the form of retail sales, industrial production, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.